Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as the Man of Steel undertakes a gigantic task in the North Atlantic, Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and their Eskimo friends stand in great need of his help. We'll learn why in a moment. But right now, let's look in on a discussion between Dan McCullough and Eddie.
Say, Eddie, how many Pep model planes did you say you had?
I've got five, Dan. Three American and two British.
Well, that ought to be enough. Now, I'd like to test you on a couple of questions, Eddie, and see if you've really been studying those models.
Well, jeepers, Dan, I don't know if I can give you all the technical stuff.
Oh, don't worry, Ed. These are mostly observation questions.
Oh.
Now, are American planes marked with a blue star on a white circle or a white star on a blue circle? Think hard.
Well, golly, I don't... Yes, I do know. It's a white star on a blue circle. I remember noticing it on my Pep model of a Liberator bomber.
Good for you, Eddie. Now, how about trying this one? Does the rudder of an American plane carry any marking?
The rudder? Well, there are insignia on the wings and the fuselage, but I don't think there are any on the rudder.
Right again, Eddie. You must have studied those Pep model planes pretty closely.
Well, I tell you, Danny, I'm trying to learn as much about aviation as I can, and, well, those Pep plane models sure are a swell help.
You bet they are. And, gang, have you been studying your Pep model plane? Remember, there's a swell colored cardboard model right inside every single package of super delicious Kellogg's Pep. And on the back of each model are lots of valuable pointers on how to spot it. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. Four British, two Russian, and eight American ones. And best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of them, not even a box top. There's a plain model right inside every single Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. When Jimmy Olsen and Poco, the little man who speaks in rhyme, flew from Metropolis in Poco's space shell, they crashed near the North Pole, where they were captured and condemned to die by German soldiers who had a secret garrison there. Meanwhile, tracing the space shell to the vicinity of Iceland, Superman was forced to postpone his search in order to combat a new and mysterious menace to our troop convoys. As we continue now, in one of the igloos within the snow-walled compound of the German garrison, Jimmy and his Eskimo friend Utak see a Nazi corporal coming to escort them to their execution. While Poco, exhausted, lies asleep on the snow couch, Jimmy and Utak resolve on a desperate plan. Listen.
Now hear me, Jim Olsen. We must lure the evil Kabloony into the igloo, out of sight of the other evil one.
Well, how are we going to do that, Utak?
Moana, I do not know. But we must think quickly.
Gosh, I... Look, if we act scared, if we say we won't come out...
Naka, he will call others to help.
Well, maybe not. He's got a gun and he knows we haven't.
Come out, Eskimo, and the two Americans.
Should I try it, Utak?
Eddie, it is too late to do anything else.
Come out, I say.
Okay, here goes. But what do you want?
I want you. Your time has come.
You mean you're going to shoot us?
Oh, no. I wish to give you the fearless iron cord for bravery.
Oh, thank you.
Be quiet, Poco.
But what is...
Quiet, I said.
Come out quickly, or it will go the worse for all of you.
And nothing doing. You said before you were going to shoot us when the sun goes down, and it's going down now.
Oh, dear. I feared it.
Silence, Batman.
Will you come out, or must I come in to kick you out like scared dogs?
We do not wish to die.
That's right. We didn't do anything.
Then I will come in for you.
Good. He crawled in. I will throw myself on him. You, Jim Olsen, seize his gun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jim, my friend, this is the end.
Will you pipe down, Poco?
Oh, this I will kick you every step of the way to the firing spot.
Now, Jim Olsen, now! Do not fire the gun, or I will strangle you! Jim Olsen, his gun! Take it!
I did what I could. Now he'll be good.
Oh, attaboy, Poco. You threw a strike with that pot.
Hey, that one did well. Now, I have the German shot. Come, let us go.
Hey, wait. We just can't walk out of here. The others will see us.
Of course they will. We'd better lie still.
Oh, we can't do that either.
Corporal was supposed to bring us to the firing squad. When he doesn't show up, they'll all come over here.
If only we could reach the far igloo, where my sister Lilia is. And then the dog says just beyond.
Wish for the moon. You'll get it as soon.
I have the...
One gun against all of theirs. Wait. I know. Utak, you're about the same size as this Nazi. Get his uniform jacket and hat on.
Superman.
Hurry up. Get that jacket and hat on. Then you can march Poco and me out of here, as if you're taking us to the firing squad.
Hey, you have a wise head, Jim Olsen.
If all is planned and dangerous, too, they're sure to see us, and then we'll be through.
Well, we're through anyhow, aren't we?
Why, yes, I must confess.
Well, and what can we lose? Hurry up, Utak.
One moment. I'm as blind as Tebow once.
Yeah.
Oh.
You better gag him, too, in case he comes to before we're away.
Hey.
Wait, I'll help you.
Oh, hurry, worry, worry, hurry.
That's right. Stick his sweater in his mouth. There. That's it.
Come on now. You, fat one, crawl out first.
I like this knot. I'm sure we'll be shot.
Now you, Jim Olsen.
Okay. Oh, wait, Utak. Put that fur collar up around your face.
Hey, let us go quickly.
Well, so far so good. Now, where did you say your sister was?
At the last igloo on this side of the snow wall.
Okay. Come on, Poco. Walk behind us with the gun, Utak.
My head goes round and my pulse is pounding.
Those Germans are looking right at us.
Let us walk faster.
Knock on. Walk as you do, lest they suspect.
Yeah. Utak's right, Poco. My feet sure want to run. Utak, look. That igloo to our right. Someone's at the entrance, watching us.
I see him, too. Now what do we do?
Have no fear. It's one of the old ones. And the evil Germans have imprisoned. All these igloos were built as jails for my people.
Oh.
We approach the igloo now where Julia is.
That one just ahead?
Hey, I will call her. And she will march with you if I take her also to the firing squad. Behind the evil one's igloo pack.
Oh, then what?
I will tell you at the time. Now, stop. Julia! Julia!
What's keeping her?
Julia! It is I, Utak!
Oh, misery. Where can she be?
Julia!
Holy smokes, not so loud.
See, Ben James, the Germans look. Now surely they'll get us on the hook.
No. I turned away. Oh, boy. Here she comes.
Utak, what do you do in the evil one's uniform?
Not so loud, Julia.
Ask no questions, Julia. Walk with our Kabluna friends to the wall.
What, Utak?
We seek to escape from the evil one. Walk straight to where the wall turns.
Come on, Julia.
But how can we escape? It is madness.
The wall is low, not as high as our shoulders. And on the other side of the wall are the dogs and sleds.
What? You mean we're going to climb over the snow wall?
Hey, and very swiftly, before we can be fired upon by the evil one's guns.
But even if we reach the sleds, the evil ones will hunt us down in their planes and then torture us, as they did others of our people.
Oh, sorrow. Oh, woe.
It's better to take that chance than be stood up against a wall and shot, isn't it, Julia?
Hey, but...
We come to the wall. When I say so, run suddenly and cast yourself over.
Okay, but... Hey, wait. Poco's pretty short. The wall is as high as his head.
Queso, I have forgotten. But I will help him.
Thank you. Thank you, my newfound friend.
This is no time for poetry, Poco.
Now then, over the wall.
Oh, whoa.
No, Poco fell.
Oh.
Here, I'll help you, Poco.
Quick, Jim Olsen, up with the...
Quick, the Nazi saw it. Hey, gosh, you're heavy, Poco.
I'm too fat in the walls, too high. Save yourselves and let me die.
Nothing doing. Up you go.
Hurry!
Let me do it. Do up, up. Julia, the sleds and dogs.
Stop over now, Poco.
Yes, I...
We're over. Come. Utak, what's the matter? Get up.
The evil one bullet struck me in the leg.
Oh, gosh. Poco, give me a hand with
him. I will indeed, yes.
No, Poco, leave me and do yourself.
What are you talking about? Come on, Poco.
There are no sleds. What will we do?
Utak, what happened? He was shot in the leg.
Run, leave me.
What can I do? Leave you nothing.
Grab his feet, Poco.
Yes?
Hurry up. The Germans will be here in a minute.
Where can we go? There's nothing but snow.
The sleds were taken away. I said to you it was madness to try to escape.
I guess you were right, Julia.
I slipped at the wall. I'm to blame for it all.
No, you're not. There are no sleds. We couldn't have escaped anyway.
Do not move or you die at once.
All hope gone now. Jimmy, Poco, and the two Eskimos raise their hands in surrender as the triumphant Nazis, guns in hand, scale the snow wall and surround them. We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, here's a swell tip for all of us.
You know, gang, it isn't every day that you discover a really super breakfast treat That's mighty good for you as well as mighty grand tasting. That's why I want to tip you off to that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because it really fills the bill on both counts. You see, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes have so much hearty come-back-for-more flavor that folks who try them are bound to feel mighty well treated. What's more, Pep's really good for you as well as downright delicious. But that's not all. No, sir, there's an exciting prize inside every single Pep package. It's a model plane made of colored cardboard that's just as easy as pie to put together. Now, altogether, there are 14 different models you can get. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And on the back of each model, you get a lot of valuable pointers on how to spot that particular plane. Best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for these planes, not even a box stop. There's a model right inside every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As Jimmy Olsen and Poco were recaptured by the Germans, Superman has returned to the American base on Iceland after many hours over the stormy North Atlantic. He is talking to Vice Admiral Edward Martin outside an airplane hangar. A large iceberg looms on the snowy ground beside them.
So, our hunch was right, Superman. These icebergs are the Nazis' new secret weapon.
Yes, Admiral. I saw and smashed about a dozen of these in the sea. They were all like this sample I brought you. A great charge of explosive inside the ice, and then this trailing mechanism.
Which attracts the iceberg to a ship.
That's right.
This is the most fiendish thing I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. And what's
more? I can see how they drill holes in the ice and set the TNT charges in them, but where do these icebergs come from?
Well, they seem to come from the north. I didn't take time to try to trace their source. I wanted to make sure there weren't any left in our convoy lane.
They come from the north, you say?
That's what I think. It's my hunch that the Nazis, or Japs, whichever they are exploding the frozen sea, and then setting their death traps in the icebergs and letting them float down here into our convoy lane.
Superman, we've got to find a source and smash it. You saved one great convoy tonight, but we've got others coming through. Ships with wounded men. They're returning through these waters to America.
Well, I'm going to take care of that right now, Admiral.
I'll send planes to help you. Storm's letting up.
Good. Suppose you let your planes hunt for the icebergs that are drifting down here all the time. And if they'll attend to that, I'll trail them to their source.
Well, you'll have to go pretty far north before you come to frozen sea.
I'll go all the way to the North Pole if necessary. I want to finish this job tonight. And then see if I can find Jimmy Olsen and Poco. Though I may be too late for them. Well, so long, Admiral.
Goodbye, and by the way, Superman.
Yes?
What happened to Clark Kent? I haven't been able to find him.
Oh, Kent's all right. I'll be seeing you.
Good luck, Superman.
Up! Up! And away!
Leaping from the snowy turf like some great red and blue bird, the Man of Steel heads north over the stormy Atlantic, unaware that the strange chain of circumstances he follows holds a startling climax for him and for Jimmy Olsen and Poco, who at this moment are only a scant breath from eternity. There are surprises and thrills ahead, so don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual,